Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Storytelling with Data by Cole Nussbaumer-Naflick is a practical guide to turning charts and dashboards into clear, persuasive communication. Written for business professionals who work with data but may not be trained designers, the book focuses on how to make information easier to understand and more likely to drive action. Rather than covering every chart type, it emphasizes how people see, what they pay attention to, and how thoughtful choices in context, color, and emphasis can transform a confusing graphic into a compelling story. Naflick draws on experience in analytics and corporate communication to show how to align visuals with a specific audience and goal. The book is widely used by analysts, managers, and presenters because it combines straightforward principles with concrete before and after examples and a repeatable process. If you have ever struggled to get stakeholders to notice the key insight in a slide, this book offers a clear path to making your message land. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, start with the message and the audience. A central theme is that effective data visualization begins before you open a charting tool. The book encourages defining the purpose of the communication, identifying the decision or action you want, and tailoring the message to the audience. In a business context, the same analysis can be framed differently for an executive, a marketing lead, or an operations team because each group has different priorities, constraints, and domain knowledge. Naflick highlights the value of choosing what to include and what to leave out, so the visual supports a single, coherent point instead of becoming an everything chart. This topic also covers how to provide the right context, why the metric matters, what time frame is relevant, and what comparisons will make the insight meaningful. By thinking in terms of narrative, you set up a logical flow where the audience can follow the problem, evidence, and implication. The result is a visualization that serves as an argument, not just a display. This approach helps reduce misinterpretation and speeds alignment because viewers understand not only what the numbers are, but why they matter now. Secondly, choose the right visual and eliminate clutter. The book emphasizes selecting chart forms that match the relationship you want to show, such as comparison, change over time, distribution, or parts of a whole. Rather than relying on default settings, it promotes thoughtful design choices that increase clarity. A major focus is decluttering, removing or minimizing elements that do not add information, like excessive grid lines, heavy borders, redundant labels, distracting legends, and unnecessary 3D effects. Naflick discusses the idea of cognitive load and how small design choices can either help the viewer see the point quickly or force them to work too hard. Simplification does not mean stripping away meaning, but prioritizing what supports comprehension. This topic also addresses when tables are better than charts, and how to use white space and alignment to create visual order. By reducing noise, you make room for the signal, which sets the stage for intentional emphasis later. For business professionals, this translates to charts that are easier to read on slides, clearer in emailed updates, and more credible in formal reporting because the design looks deliberate and focused. Thirdly, direct attention with pre-attentive attributes. A standout contribution of the book is its practical explanation of how to guide what viewers notice first. It introduces pre-attentive attributes, visual properties the brain processes rapidly, such as position, length, color intensity, and size. By understanding these mechanisms, you can design charts that naturally lead the audience to the key insight without requiring extra explanation. The book advocates using contrast intentionally, de-emphasize most elements in muted tones while highlighting the one series, category, or data point that matters. This technique is especially helpful when presenting to busy stakeholders who will skim a slide and decide in seconds what is important. Naflick also emphasizes consistency, so that color and emphasis mean the same thing across a deck or dashboard. Done well, attention control can replace long verbal narration because the visual itself tells the viewer where to look and what to conclude. The guidance helps prevent common problems like rainbow palettes that hide patterns or highlights that are not tied to a narrative point. In business storytelling, this is the difference between showing data and making a decision-ready takeaway obvious. Fourthly, use words and structure to tell the story. The book treats words as an essential part of data visualization, not an afterthought. Titles, subtitles, annotations, and labels can carry the narrative, clarify definitions, and provide the so what that a chart alone may not deliver. Naflick encourages moving beyond generic titles and writing message-driven headings that state the insight or recommendation, allowing a slide to be understood even if someone reads it without the presenter. Annotations can explain outliers, policy changes, seasonality, or data limitations, reducing confusion and preventing misguided conclusions. This topic also covers layout and sequencing, such as grouping related visuals, using hierarchy, and creating a logical progression that mirrors how people process information. The structure of a full presentation matters too. Introducing the question, showing evidence, addressing alternatives, and ending with implications or next steps. For business professionals, this approach improves the usefulness of shared decks and dashboards, which are often consumed asynchronously. Clear narrative scaffolding makes the analysis more actionable, increases trust, and reduces the back and forth that happens when stakeholders are unsure what they are looking at or why it matters. Lastly, iterate, test, and build a repeatable practice. Beyond individual charts, the BOAT promotes a process mindset: draft, critique, refine, and validate with real viewers. It encourages seeking feedback from people who resemble the target audience and watching where they get stuck, what they misread, and what questions they ask. That feedback loop reveals whether the message is clear and whether the design choices successfully guide attention. Naflick also highlights the importance of constraints in business settings, such as time, limited slide space, brand guidelines, and varying levels of data literacy. The goal is not perfection, but reliability, a consistent approach that produces clear communication under pressure. This topic supports developing personal and team standards, such as preferred color use, labeling conventions, and template layouts, so that analytics outputs feel cohesive and professional. Over time, a repeatable practice improves efficiency because you spend less effort fighting tool defaults and more effort crafting the story. It also builds credibility with stakeholders, who learn to trust that your visuals will be readable, focused, and decision-oriented. In organizations where data is abundant but attention is scarce, an iterative storytelling workflow becomes a competitive advantage. In conclusion, this book is best for analysts, data scientists, consultants, product managers, marketers, finance teams, and executives who regularly present findings and want their visuals to drive decisions rather than spark confusion. It is also valuable for anyone creating dashboards or slide decks who feels that stakeholders overlook the key takeaway or debate the chart instead of the implication. The benefit to the reader is practical. You learn a repeatable way to define a message, select an appropriate visual form, strip away clutter, and use emphasis and language to guide attention. Those skills improve day-to-day work by making meetings shorter, recommendations clearer, and insights more actionable. The book is worth buying compared to similar visualization titles because it prioritizes communication and real business constraints over theory, and it translates perception and design principles into concrete steps you can apply in common tools. It also bridges the gap between analytics and storytelling, helping you move from reporting numbers to influencing outcomes. If you want your charts to be understood quickly and remembered afterward, this is a strong, practical investment. If you would like to support Cole Nussbaumer Naflick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.